Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really ambitious initiative. It's called the ArenaPax Gold Club. And their goal, well, it seems to be aiming for global peace and prosperity. They talk about building peace nations and cultivating visionaries for the Aquarian Age. Pretty big stuff. But what really caught my eye, based on what they're saying, is how they plan to do it. They claim this whole thing is being showcased and built live through digital twins in real time.
Yeah, that's the hook, isn't it? That level of transparency, if they pull it off. So our mission today is really to understand this mix they've got going on, like, you know, spiritual ideas, pretty advanced tech, and this community focus. We want to kind of unpack how they see this shaping the future and, well, what makes their way of co-creating things supposedly different.
Okay, right. So let's dig into that core idea first. These peace nations, they use terms like soul families and soul contracts forged by love of life and self. These aren't like legal things, right? More like groups based on shared purpose.
Exactly. Soul families seem to be about shared values, a common vision. And the soul contracts are like the commitment members make to that vision. Less legal document, more pledge.
Got it. So if someone listening is intrigued by this unique framework, what's the actual first step? How do you get involved?
Okay, so the entry point they mention is what they call a universal entry. It involves a $333 contribution. They term it a porthole. And what that gets you is a personal spending wallet inside their own ecosystem, the Aurora Network.
Right. So it's money within their system.
Yeah. They frame it as philanthropic investment with tangible returns. So the idea is you're contributing to the cause, but there's also this potential upside. They talk about maybe receiving sovereign land parcels, participating in fair trade, especially with indigenous communities. It's an interesting model, that blend.
Okay. And here's where, for me at least, it gets really interesting, particularly for anyone interested in innovation. This mix of ancient wisdom and like really cutting edge tech. They mention a school of life down in La Sierra Nevada, Colombia, bridging indigenous traditions with modern tools. Things like co-creating indigenous crypto or microcurrencies. Digital money for specific local communities, basically. And get this. They're apparently developing something called collective AI using individual member avatars for consciousness hacking in this Aquarian age of geniosity. Lots of buzzwords there.
Yeah, let's try and break that down a bit. Consciousness hacking in their context sounds like using AI to pool insights from members, you know, process data from these avatars to boost creativity, solve problems collectively, aiming for what they call this enlightened era of collective genius, the Aquarian age of geniosity.
Okay.
And this all ties into their idea of decentralized co-creation and generational wealth, building life legacy trusts within that Aurora network. They use this metaphor, a mycelium web of consciousness, like an interconnected intelligence network.
Like a fungal network, but for ideas.
Sort of, yeah. And crucially, they claim intellectual property rights are protected. So innovators can contribute their ideas directly to this shared generational wealth pool. And there are different ways to engage philanthropist, investor, ambassador, tribe member, different levels of involvement feeding into the same system.
Right. Different pathways in. And like any big project, it needs fuel, a financial engine. For them, that seems to be the ArenaPax Gold Crypto. They mentioned it's hatching in 2028. That sounds like a key date for them.
Definitely positioned as a critical milestone. While the exact mechanics aren't fully detailed yet, it's clearly meant to be the main funding source for expanding these peace nations and their digital side.
And connecting back to the start.
Yeah.
That transparency piece.
Yes, that's really core to their pitch. They stress it a lot. All the progress building campuses in Colombia, the crypto development, the AI stuff is supposed to be visible live. Through this digital twin technology, think of it as a virtual replica, constantly updated, showing what's happening physically and digitally.
So you can actually see it unfold.
That's the idea, to build trust and collective ownership. You're not just reading reports, you're witnessing it, supposedly.
So pulling this together, what does it all mean for you listening? It sounds like this isn't being presented as just a passive thing to watch or invest in. It's framed more as an invitation to active architectural participation, as they put it, helping build this future they envision.
Right. And if you look at the bigger picture they're painting, it suggests that embracing diversity is fundamental. Diversity in culture, thinking, technology, economics. They argue that's how you build resilience, spark innovation, and unlock, you know, this collective wisdom they're aiming for in the Aquarian age. It's
certainly a complex and ambitious vision.
It is. It's quite a take on how integrating all these different systems might lead to, well, global solutions.
So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. What does it truly mean to witness, and maybe even contribute to, global peace and prosperity unfolding in real time, especially through this kind of integrated digital twin setup where ancient wisdom is actively trying to meet future tech? Something to ponder as this project develops.